ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे पञ्चाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनि वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महाबदन्नाय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरभ्ये गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै लालये कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय हरभक्ताय हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगत गोपेश गोपिका कंद राधा कंद सप्त कांचन गौरा offering, first of all, I am offering lakhs and lakhs of dandavat pranam to be my lotus feet of my divine nitya lila pravishta om vishnu paasa sindhu pradhyan paasa vishnu. I also offer my dandavat nam to the lotus feet of my Shiksha Guru Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj and to all our disciples. Today I want to tell something about Sri Chaitanya. I have told that this is try to know that what is the aim and object of our life, how we can be happy, ask this, how we can cross over the endless ocean of birth and death. This is the first thing, if anyone not knowing. We know that without Krishna Bhakti, we cannot do anything. So we should do Krishna Bhakti. But how, what is Krishna Bhakti? Really, we don't know. So, we'll have to go in search of any bona fide guru. And I something told about Gurudev, who is then of high school. Then you should also know that in Chaitanya Goswami, first chapter, Krishna Das Kavyaj Goswami is there. Then Dandavat Pranam to his Shiksha Guru. Sri Rup Sanatan Bhatta Raghunath, Sri Jiva Gopal Bhatta Das Raghunath, Echai Gosain Mori Shiksha Guru. We can think that Krishna is also Shiksha Guru. All the gopis are, and Sakha, everyone. Lalita Vishakha also. Nityananda Prabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also, they are Shiksha Guru. Srimad Bhagavat is himself. Chaitanya Chaitamrita is Shiksha Guru. Whether it is broad sense, it is helpful. We don't know the name of दीक्षा गुरु ऑफ कृष्णदास कविराज गुरु विथ एनी फैर नोट वी हैज रिटन सो मार्वलस चैतन्य चैतामृत बट ही हैज नॉट गिवन दिस गुरुदेव बट एनी हाउ वी नो दैट परहैप्स रघुनाथ भट्ट गोस्वामी वाज गुरु He may have some Gurudev hand, he was at his home, but he came to Vrindavan. And he used to know that Rupa and Raghunath Goswami are there. Maybe Shiksha Guru, but they are not less than Shiksha Guru. Sometimes it may be that Shiksha Guru, like Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they are more superior than our Diksha Guru. If you think that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, Sarup Damodar, Raramananda, Rup Goswami, there are my Shiksha Guru. Then we'll have to give more honor to all these Shiksha Guru. But we will do Archan and Seva Puja to our Diksha Guru. Because due to him, we have known them. So we should be like Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami. Now, what our Shiksha Guru has written, we'll have to come to that. You should know that Krishna is, Sri Krishna is what? Supreme Personality of Godhead. I always forgot English words. Because I'm not habituated to speak in English. So, we know this. That Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. But our aim and object is not Krishna. We should know this. What is our object? Krishna Prem. What is our prayojan? Prayojan, that is M and object. Krishna Prem. Krishna Prem prayojan, not Krishna. If there is no Prem, it is no affection or love Krishna, then Krishna will come and we will behave in like Kamsa. No? Kamsa has also taken darshan of Krishna. So if there is no love and affection, that you will become like Duryodhan, Kamsa, Raman, Hiranyakashipu. So in Chaitanya Charitamrita told that Krishna is sambandha relation, Madan Mohan Krishna. And Govind is our Abhidheya to Sadhana. And what is Priyojan? Gopinath Prem, affection, love. This is the highest thing. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, we are going to discuss what is your sadhana and sadhana. In fourth chapter and third chapter and fourth chapter of first canto, first Adi Lila, clearly it has been shown, but it is very hard to understand without any Bhagavad. We cannot understand. So we must go to any Mahabhagavat Vaishnava. Samiji has explained, so we can also take it in his purpose. But I think that he did it so hurry, he could not give purport as he has given in Srimad Bhagavatam. So, anyhow, we'll have to go to any expert who is bona fide Vaishnava, and he knows all the Rasa Shastra, Bhakti, Rasami Sindhu, Ujjwal Nin Mani, and all the books of our Goswami, because he has taken essence from all the books. So, if anyone does not know, like how हाव भाव धीर हार भूषित इन श्रीमती राधिका
दिवाकर
What is how? What is how? We don't know. There are so many technical words of Rasa Shastra we cannot define. If you have not read yet from any bona fide Vaishnava, of the Swami Sindhu and all of us, then Chaitanya Chaitanya, we cannot know, understand what is Chaitanya Chaitanya. It is more lovely than Srimad Bhagavata itself, because he has explained Srimad Bhagavata slok in a very beautiful and very rasic and bhav mode. So, in third and fourth chapters of Adi Lila, it has been given. But I think that if you will go first, what is sadhana and nisadhana, then we will have to go to Raya Ramananda and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Sambhad in Madhya Lila 8th chapter. I want to discuss something from that chapter. Otherwise, they will not know the purpose of the 3rd and 4th chapter of Adi. So, first, I am giving some outlines about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Kantak Nagari, Katava, very near to Maya. The day which has fixed for taking and from to give the home forever, to give up his wife, his old mother, and the home where he used to live for 25 years. He determined that I should give up. Why? For his three motives, Radhaya Pranayamani, to taste all this, and to distribute Krishna Prem. Unnata Ujjala Rasaṁsa Bhakti. And to establish Guru Dharma, to preach name, and to change the Kali Yuga Dharma. That there are so many demons like Jagai Madhai and all, so many persons who are against Bhakti, Bhagavan and Bhagavata. Determined the day when he determined at that day to went to meet all the persons of Navadvip Maya, went to Vaishnavas and general persons, and he embraced all, and he was in a very happy mood. But general person could not imagine, even his bhakti cannot imagine, that today he will give up his home and wife and everything. In the evening, he took milk from his mother, he cooked, taking milk and a lauki,
pumpkin,
from Sridhar Swami. Sridhar, she cooked it, lucky, very sweet and very delicious, just it was given, offered to Shaladram Thakur, and after that, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took it. After that, he went to the room of Vishnu Priya. She was not happy. She was feeling something in her heart, but she could not express. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, at that time he was Nimai Pandit. He decorated himself to battle land, garland, And in beautiful mode, he went to Vishnu Priya Devi. And today, after so long period, after his marriage, first day this, he told her, "Oh, my beloved Vishnu Priya Devi." And he himself decorated with flowers his hair and get betel net, and he began to joke and very beautiful words for her. In a such a manner that Vishnu Priya Devi thought, why he is doing so? After a long time, from marriage to this period, he was always telling Krishna, Krishna, and with him and falling down. He had never saw me. But today he is coming and he is so much giving affection and love. What is the matter? There must be some behind. Where I went to take bath in Ganges, but in the way there was a stone and what? Kya hua?
Stabbed.
And my nail went on and some blood was coming. I thought, why today? I went to take bath in Ganges, and when I was bathing in the Ganges, at once my this
nose ring,
which I have received it in the day of marriage by my Pandit. So this was the
symbol
of that or marriage. And it was lost in the day. She searched so much, but could not find where it is. So he began to do like this. Anything wrong with him. She came and fell in the lap of Sri Shachi Maya and began to be mother, mother. I think today is very bad day, unauspicious. Not auspicious. I think that today something will go wrong. He told, why you are waiting? Could not say anything. What happened? In the way and in the way. Now he, I am saying, that if a lamp is going to be
extinguished,
put up, it does like bhak, bhak, and then forever is being dumped. Now what is my lot? I don't know. Why is affecting and giving love to me today? Perhaps there is some. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu called that one Yogamaya. And he told Yogamaya to cover Vishnu Priya Devi that he may at once sleep. So Yogamaya made him sleep and he slept. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw him at the time of 12 in midnight. He gave everything. Then he came to the door. Shachi Maya was standing like wood. She could not tell anything. He could not take my Panditji's son, my Panditji's parikrama, four times and took the feet dust off. His mother and jumped up in Ganges, there nearby. It was winter day, cold air was very cold, very cold. We had fun. He told, oh Krishna, I cannot live without you. And he fell, he jumped up in the temple, and he went to cross the river. That ghat today, ghat means? Today is called Nidaya Ghat. What is Nidyaghat? Without mercy. To give up all the mercy, all the moha and affection and love for his worldly relation. But he was not really worldly relations. Vishnu Priya is actually Prema Bhakti. Vishwarup Baladev Prabhu. A manifestance of Nityananda Prabhu or Bhagavad Gita. Shashimaya, like Yasoda, Kaushalya, Devaki, Aditi, everyone mixing in, coming in. Shashimaya. So there was no worldly relation, but yet for our teaching, he left. He took sannyas in Katwar Nagari and then he decided to go in Vrindavan. But Nityananda Prabhu arranged anyhow to go to Santipur, and he went to Santipur. He thought that I am going to Vrindavan, but he came to Ganges and he was brought to Advaitacharya home. His mother went there and he began to, both began to be bitter. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, I have done wrong so much. I have never served you. Now you should tell me, order me. I can give up my sannyas and come to home and I will serve you. Shakyamata told, no, no, you should not. What has been done, it is done for. But I one thing, that you should not go to very far away Vrindavan. You should be in Jagannath. It is not far away from our place, so you can come to take bath in Ganges, and then I can see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Yes. I'm not going to Vrindavan, I'm going to Vrindavan. After some days, he passed, and after some days, he went to. Such his elder brother Vishwarup, where he has gone, after taking sannyas, he sat throughout South India. He had not gone to search his brother. Really, he has gone to preach everywhere Krishna name and love and affection for Krishna, and also to meet Raya Ramananda, who was really Vishakha. Went there, took bath, took bath in Godavari, And there he was sitting like sun. Rays were coming. The Prathinidhi of Raraman,
representative,
Governor General of Pratap Rudra Maharaj, Raraman, was coming to take part in Godavari with so many Vedic Brahmins. They were reciting Rig Ved Mantra. And he was coming on a palki. Palki, you know?
Palki.
When he took bath by reciting mantras all, then he saw very nearer, not so nearer also, under a tree shade on the bank of Godavari, a Bal Sanyasi. Bal Sanyasi means?
Young
Sanyasi of 24 years is very beautiful, like Gondal Kanwar of Srimati Radhika, very influential and powerful. He was attracted and told his Brahmins that you should be here, I am coming. Went to Sanyasi and did Sashtang Pranam to that Sanyasi. The Sanyasi told, are you Ramananda? He told, I am Raramananda Sudra. Sudra, you know? What?
Lower class.
Lower class. You should not touch me. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took him, embraced him, and he also embraced, and both became fainted and began to roll on me. All were, both were weeping. The Brahmin, Vedic Brahmins are saying, and why? Since that is the Brahmin Sanyasi, very powerful, rays are coming, and Maharaj Pratap Rudra is so intelligent and he knows all the Shastra, but he is Sudra, he is, both are weeping and rolling on the earth. What is the matter? They could not decide anything. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he told that, don't touch me, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced. I am touching to be myself purified. You are not a common person. I have come to see you because Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya Maharaj is a very great learned of Advaitvad. He told me, now he has become very bona fide Vaishnava. He has told me, if you are going to southern India, you should surely meet Raram. He is so rasic, bhavu, very learned person, and he is authority of Vaishnava. In every way, you should surely meet him. So I have come to see you and meet you. I am seeing that actually what he told, you are more than that. You are so much rasik and Vaishnava. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told that I want to meet you and to discuss something. I want to ask you some questions. He told that. Now I am going, and in the evening we will meet at a Brahman home where I have managed to take Prasadam there. You should go there. Everything is managed for you. Like you have managed me here to stay there in the same way. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went there and he took Prasadam and waiting from midday when Raya Ramanandi. And Raya Ramanandi is seeing that today not sun is going in west. He was also waiting. But sun was not moving today. Oh, when it will be six? When it will be six? Very eagerly. When it came the time, he at once took manli man dhoti. You dhoti know? What is dhoti? Like this. No any garment or anything. He kept up his Rajakiya Poshak, royal dresses, and he wrapped up in the same dhoti, year and a half. And like a beggar, he came alone with only one person, and he kept that person out of the home and entered, and both were embracing each other. Then, I remember one thing, that he took one cloth, no? We should take the this
dress.
According to the, we think that it is helpful for our Krishna consciousness. If you are sannyasi, you will take cloth like sannyasi, not like royal dresses. I think that you have given his Ram Navami, Sita Ram, Sita Ram. I am praying you all that he is pleased to have this, but he will be more pleased if you give him Krishna Krishna or like this, only that. Don't try to give feathers or anything royal this or anything. Very simple, like he was. We should also try to give Chaitanya Mahaprabhu the sannyasi dress or any dress he liked that time. He should not give anything. I am saying you can do anything, but I am. That we should try to do, because I have mixed with so many several very qualified disciples of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur, moving here and there. Since 55 years, reading so many books also. We should try to please him, how to please. So, in one cloth, he went there, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and they said, and he asked Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I want to know what is the sadhya and sadhan of all the conditional souls. But I want some proofs of the scriptures, bona fide scripture. Only that you are telling or writing anything without giving any slokas or praman. Proof, slokas, then we cannot. So you will have to give any proof from our epics, Srimad Bhagavata especially. Without that, I will not be satisfied. He told me, yes. There are so many questions and he has answered about sadhan and sadhya. But they are not in a chain, you should know. Like a garland, not like that. All what is told sadhan and sadhya. What it will be in English? The goal, not first way. Mean. First we should decide what is our goal. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told that you will have to give the examples from bona fide scriptures like Vedas, Upanishadas, and I rely on mostly Srimad Bhagavata. You can read also Gita Shlok, Ved Upanishad. He told that worship of Vishnu being in the Varnasham Dharma, it is our sadhya. He is not telling the process. Only he is telling what is sadhya. Here, being in Varnashram and giving outlines, you can see in Swamiji books also. Perhaps today you have not brought that chapter.
It is also heard.
No, this is not. Next slok, Varnashrama Acharata. Varnashrama Acharata, Ursah Paramahman, Vishnu Aratate Panthanan Natsato Ushaka. He told that the Vishnu Aradhana is Shraddha. Vishnu Aradhana. Why? Because by this we can have salvation. We can overcome all the miseries, death and birth, ordinances, everything, sorrows. Also, we can have heaven and good daughters, beautiful daughters, husband, wife, mother, father, wealth, a reputation, as strong as Hiranyakashipu, everything, worldly things, we can have by Vishnu Aradhana. Especially in India, almost all the Hindus are Sanatanista, but not pure. They want that their family should be happy, he should be happy, he will be happy, so wealthy, reputation and everything for these two. And they know that Krishna is equal to Shankar and he is also equal to Ganesh, he is equal to Durga, all are the same in Varnashram dharma. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, it is bahya.
External,
not internal. It is not related to Atma. Wealth, reputation, father, mother, children are not really Atma. They are related only for this body. So if this body will go on, then everything will be kept here. So it is external. Can he told? So, what is love? Yat karosi, jadashnasi, jajjahosi, jadashitap, yat tapasyaskante, tat kuruswa. In first love, all the persons who are do archan and Vishnu bhakti, they do for them. They are bhokta, they are doers, they are karta. Karta means
doer.
They don't think that Krishna is doer, our Thakurji Vishnu is doer. Whatever they do for their
own
satisfaction, for this bodily taste, for body and health. So it is extra. When Raya Ramanan told, yat karoshi, what you do, whatever you do, you should offer it to Vishnu. They don't know who is Vishnu. Who is Vishnu? Actually, Krishna is Mahavishnu, more than Mahavishnu. It is a fraction, kala of Krishna. But they know that this Vishnu to whom we are worshipping, he is the soul, he is the God of gods. So their idea is not real, not related to Atma. So whatever you do, you should offer to him, yat karoshi, jadashnasi. Jadashnasi, jajjuhomi. What you sacrifice, anything we do, you eat and you should fast. But he knows that I am doer, I am tester. A part of my all these things, I give so little to him. But this is not sufficient. It is not relation with Atma. accountant, which is also outer, he should go on. Adhe kaha aar. Then he told, sarva dharman pratyajyamam ekam saranam braja. Am tam sarva pape do mukhi. And one slok more. What? Agyan eva gunan dosan maya adhishtan swakan those who give up all the varnashram dharma, all kinds of what he told, everything, give it. And those who take the shelter of Krishna, this is the aim and object, and this is sadhya. So please, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as this is also outer, not inward, not related to Atma. Why? He has surrendered himself to go across of his misery, birth and death, not for Atma, related to Atma. He is not going to satisfy Krishna. And actually he has no relation with Krishna, from Jivatma to Krishna. So he told me. It is out there. So many explanations can be given. Like I can give. Do you know Harishchandra? No. Harishchandra was a king. And he used to tell that I am Satyavadi. What I tell, what I do, everything is Satya. Vishwamitra came and told that, what is your name? My name is Harishchandra. Do you speak in truth? He told, yes, I am Harishchandra. Who are they? She is my wife and she is my child, my boy, son. I will see. The palatial buildings, who belongs to this? Oh, I'm the king of this treasury, it belongs also to me. It is all right, it is satya, satya.
Quite true.
Quite true. It is yes. Can you give me in donation? In charity?
Yes.
It all that. Give your whole kingdom to me. Yes, I am good. But in
dream.
In dream, not directly. After that, his dream was broken. And in the morning, Vishwamitra came. He was really a bhakta, devotee. Taken. And so, do you remember something in last night? Nothing. You are Satyavadi. This name, what is your name? Harishchandra, you told me. But it is the name of this material body. This material body consists
five elements.
Five elements. Who are you in five elements? Air, water, earth, or fire, what you are? Time. Are you Atma, soul? But what is your name? This is really your wife? I will examine that this boy is your son and you are Harishchandra, king, and he is your wife. He told that, have you promised to give me? Yes, I have. Then whole kingdom is mine. Yes. You should give me 10,000 of golden coins in Dakshina. Dakshina, you know? Charity. Oh, Khajanchi.
Cashier.
Bring at once. It will be stop. This kingdom and this whole thing is mine. Now your treasure is not yours. All the servants are my servants. Everything is mine. Bring me. Because what to do?
Religious dilemma.
Huh? You should go to anywhere and you should by yourself. Huh? Okay.
Yes.
अपने को बेचो
सेल
यू सेल टू काशी यू शुड नॉट गो टू माय किंगडम यू शुड गो आउट ऑफ मर्सीफुली टोल्ड दैट काशी इज नॉट इन माय किंगडम अयोध्या इज नॉट माय किंगडम मथुरा इज नॉट इन माय किंगडम वृंदावन इज नॉट दे आर सेपरेट थिंग सो काशी वाज नियरर एंड ही टोल्ड दैट यू कैन गो टू काशी एंड ही सोल्ड हिमसेल्फ हिज फादर हिज son and his wife out. And then he gets to the Vishwamitra. One day a snake bites him.
Bite his son.
And he was there. His wife, taking that son, came in the night when rain was falling and weeping. At once.
Underworld.
And he said that, oh, she's my wife. Mm-hmm. But he has sold them. But now he has not that thing that he has no relation. When he saw that he child, he began to do it. And he thought that he is my wife. But he has also sold it to any Brahmin. But yet he was thinking like this. Then he told, oh, I had become the servant of Smashan Bhumi. Very bad thing to keep care of. So, I will not give you, you will have to pay tax. But knowing that he is my wife and he is my son, at once Vishwamitra came with Dharmaraj and all others. He told that you should beg something from benediction from me. He told that don't take any examination like this. Now I have realized that I am not Harishchandra this body and not Harishchandra that by Atma. They are not my enemies, not my sin. The kingdom is not mine. But what is this? Not related to Krishna. And actually no. So sarva dharma anupratyajya, all varnashram dharma, and having no attachment, but we can live with father, mother, wife and son, like gopis, like Arjun, like Pandavas, he can be. There were hundreds of family devotees at the time of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It is no harm. But we should think that all are Krishna. My wife is the servant of Krishna. My son is servant of Krishna. So our relation to develop our Krishna consciousness. So in this So, sarvadhanamana patyajyamam ekam shan. Give up all these things. You will overcome from the birth, death, sorrows and everything. You can have also salvation. And Mahaprabhu told that it is also, then we will just discuss there in evening. Today, Gaur Premanandi Hare Krishna.